It was another day of bullhorn diplomacy by Iran's top nuclear officials, who appear to be struggling to halt momentum for a new round of international sanctions. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, Ali Akbar Salehi, began the day by calling the IAEA chief Yukiya Amano biased. Salehi added that Iran hopes that Amano will change his approach. The remarks coincide with a meeting of the IAEA board in Vienna, which began Monday, in which Amano complained that Tehran has not provided the agency with the necessary cooperation and that he could not confirm that all nuclear material in Iran is being used in peaceful activities. Amano's report to the IAEA board also stressed that Tehran may be working to develop a nuclear warhead, and its recent decision to enrich uranium to the 20% level could in theory give it the material needed to produce an atomic bomb. Iran has repeatedly insisted that its nuclear program is intended for peaceful civilian purposes, but the West suspects it is covertly working to produce nuclear weapons. Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Askar Sultania, added his voice to the diplomatic debate Tuesday, insisting Iran has been cooperating in good faith with the IAEA.
We have fully cooperated in the context of the comprehensive safeguard. And Mr. Amano, not only in his opening statement today, but also in the press conference, he also confirmed that there have been full cooperation by Iran and the agency have been able to continue its verification activities in Iran for the declared nuclear material, as he said. But we have said it, if they expect us to go beyond our legal obligation.
Sultania said Tehran does not consider UN Security Council resolutions over its nuclear program to be legitimate and that it would not conform to them. Iran missed an international deadline at the end of January to accept the UN draft nuclear deal to exchange close to 70% of its stockpile of low-grade uranium for more highly enriched uranium from France and Russia. It has been making contradictory statements about the deal for weeks. Royal Military College of Canada political science teacher Hushang Hassanyari says Iranian officials are trying to create confusion in order to buy time.
Salehi, sometimes Sultani, Darijani, Ahmadinejad, Motaki, and others say they are ready to negotiate, they are ready to transfer their enriched uranium to Russia, and on the other, they refuse to do it. So I think the Iranian regime uses different personalities inside the system, using different languages for the same purpose. The purpose is buying time, not to fulfill their responsibility by answering very clearly the resolutions passed by the IAEA Board of Governors, but also by the UN Security Council. So they were successful to these points. Nobody is talking really about the resolutions passed by the UN Security Council, and they are forgotten. So the Iranians are very, very good in creating a new quasi-crisis in order to force the other side to forget the previous step.
Hassanyari notes the only point at which he thinks the Iranian regime will conform to the demands of the United Nations is when it feels its existence is threatened. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.